out and about in Western agriculture. The UC Davis project looking at recharging groundwater levels raised some eyebrows by flooding grape vineyards under a foot of water. Admittedly so, researchers say the winter flooding of Agland project concerned some when they saw vineyards under a foot of water for 5 months. However, UC Davis Integrated Hydrological Sciences Assistant Professor Helen Dahlke says that the vineyards proved to be unaffected in the short term.
Now, as long as the grapes were actually in dormancy, and grapes have the big advantage that they're budding very late compared to other crops. So, for example, almonds are going to be a little bit of a challenge, even though we will give it a try in the upcoming winter. Almonds can start budding and putting or pushing, the flowers in early as February. And grapes actually remain dormant until, late March or April. So that gives us a much longer time window to, use those fields for recharge.
Dahlke says they will test new crops this winter and see if there are any long-term issues forming in the previous findings.
Nevertheless, we are at the very beginning of the project. We still have to learn more about it. For example, repeated application of higher water or winter irrigation rates, would that, cause any long-term effects? Just because you do it once, it doesn't mean, you have scientific proof that cropping system can tolerate it for longer duration.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.